My name is Frank Dirks for Catholic Radio in South Carolina, and I'm delighted to be here today with Lauren Murphy and Kristen Common. They both head up the Options program at Bishop England High School, a terrific program that is a model for how Catholic education reaches out a broad range of students. Kristen, Lauren, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Kristen, tell us about the Options program.
So the Options program at Bishop England is designed to support students who live with intellectual disabilities in an inclusive educational environment. Our students are integrated into general ed classes with modifications, and Lauren and I take care of those modifications. We work tirelessly at those at times. Our program was founded in 2007, and it was the idea of parents and teachers. And the administration here at Bishop England at that time totally supported the idea, and they visited other programs around the country. They decided to start the program, and it started with a small group of students. We have grown now to, this year we're serving 15 students, approximately 4 per grade level. And then we provide support for them in the areas of English and math, and then we also support them in technology and research skills. We have a wonderful group of neurotypical students, the general ed students who come in and support our students in our core classes. They're called Options Scholars. Do you want to tell them a little bit about Options Scholars, Lauren?
Yes. So our Options Scholars take a class as an elective where they come in and they are peer teaching and peer tutoring our students. And our main job is really just to kind of facilitate the learning environment and teach our scholars how to support our students.
And it is at the heart of Catholic social teaching that every individual is a child of God deserving of dignity. And this is how this program kind of reaches the students and also involves the rest of the students, as you've indicated. They are peer mentors, right?
Absolutely. We actually have a specific elective course for these scholars, as we call them. They are the neurotypical kids that choose to, you know, come in our room and peer teach, peer tutor, really just be great role models all around for our students. We believe that these students benefit just as much as our option students do with the relationships that they develop in here. We also have a social club called the Band of Buddies. And we have well over 100 students that are actively participating in it, where we have monthly meetings and pizza lunches. We have monthly dinners where we go out and, you know, go to get pizza, go get tacos, and the whole school just rallies around our program. And it is truly amazing to see.
It's pretty amazing what happens between the students and their academic growth and their social growth and their spiritual growth, because that's totally embedded into the curriculum as well. Frank, I truly believe it's really difficult nowadays to be a high school student, a typical high school student, with social media and the influences that are there. Our option students are so innocent and so loving, and the joy that comes from the simple task. They love to learn. Their scholars reap that joy, and you find them, there's true friendships that are developed. We've had in the past, some of the scholars, the typical students, they'll get together with them outside of school on Saturdays. They'll pick them up and take them out to lunch, or they take them to the pool, to the beach. So it's authentic friendships that are developed. We've had a number of our scholars who have gone on to college programs and want to be special educators. So I believe that God is going to take the ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. God is definitely working through our students and making a difference in everyone in the BE community's lives.
Well, if anybody has known or met a young person or an adult who would fit the profile of an option student, you would see God's face in theirs, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. How have you seen the impact on families, the families of the option students, the scholars? How has that manifested itself in your eyes? Kristen?
Our families are so supportive of us, and it's they're truly family. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a relief for them to be able to bring their student to school and know that they're in a safe environment and know that they're in a nurturing environment and that they are growing spiritually. We've had 4 students of our option students who are now one converted last year to Catholicism. And that's a whole nother story for a later date. His story alone will inspire many across the Catholic community. We have two students that are being confirmed this year on May 6th at our school mass. The families recognize and value the Catholic identity and the Catholic doctrine and the Catholic principles, and they want their students to come to be part of it for life. So I think that's the biggest effect.
Lauren?
And it really is a whole community in itself where we are working so closely with them. We kind of joke with parent-teacher conferences that, you know, we don't need them to come in because we're having parent-teacher conferences every day with pickup, drop-off, you know, just having those solid relationships that go beyond the classroom. And we really do feel like, you know, they're part of our family. Mm-hmm. We're part of their family. And we're all working together to help these students succeed in life.
Well, and after the option students pass through Bishop England High School, do you stay in touch? Where would they go next? Kristen?
So some of our students apply for life programs, their college programs. They go on to college. There's five universities here in South Carolina that offer programming for students who live with intellectual disabilities, and they get to have that college life. Go into a job.
Workforce.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the workforce, some are supervised work, and some they have jobs out in the community. We do have one graduate from last year who is here this year working with us as an assistant teacher, and she accompanies one of our students to classes because he needs a little bit of physical support. So we try to, I mean, they're definitely worthy members of society and are contributing to society to the fullest after they leave us.
And how do families learn about the options program at Bishop England? How do they come to bring their students to Bishop England to be part of this?
Well, I'm happy to say a lot of our feeder schools, a lot of the parochial middle schools do offer services for students who live with intellectual disabilities. So there's that connect, that the network between the Catholic schools. But also, I think through our social media, word of mouth, we don't do a lot of advertising beyond what we do every day. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that parent network is a big network, too. But we're also involved in the Buddy Walk. We serve others through our program, too, and raise money to support younger students who live with disabilities. And our kids are powerful in that sense, too. Luckily, we don't have to advertise that much because
the families do it for us. Yes.
Well, that's a wonderful way to advertise, for sure. So you've alluded to it. We've talked about it and made reference to it. But the role of faith in this, I mean, and you've also talked, you both have talked, but Kristen, I think you mentioned it in particular, how challenging it is to be a high school student today and how difficult it is to grow and maintain faith. We know certainly in surveys how after high school, the practice of faith can drop off when students go off to college. But it seems that this program is one that really brings out just the fundamental characteristics of God's love for each and every one of us and how we should express our love for Him in the way we treat others. How does our faith, how does Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit become present through your work in this program, through your observation of the students working with the option students? How do we see our Lord in what you do each and every day? Lauren?
I think that it all really stems from our students. Kristen said it earlier, how just innocent and loving and true to themselves that our students are, that it kind of welcomes our scholars and everyone else that's in our classroom and allows them to be, you know, their true selves. We start every day with a prayer, every single class period with a prayer. If we forget, which sometimes we do, our students will certainly remind us. And sometimes we even have to pause halfway through our lessons just to say our prayers. But also, you know, it's so embedded at Bishop England to begin with that it's not something that you're truly having to search for. But again, with the relationships between these students, our scholars, they come into our classroom and they don't have to put up a front. They are truly acting like the Lord and what He wants. You will see these guys that come in and, you know, they might be the big macho football players, and then they come in our classroom and they are, you know, hands and feet helping our students with the smallest of tasks. And you just seeing like the nurturing and the relationships that are forming, it's hard to not see the love and the faith and all that God's doing
Absolutely.
In here.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a beautiful program, and anything like this, you know the Spirit is working through it.
Every single day.
Kristen and Lauren, if folks want to learn more about the Options program, where would they go?
They can go to the Bishop England website. Under the Academics tab, there is a whole Options program page. We also have a Facebook, Bishop England Options Program, where you can see our day-to-day activities. And we also post the same things on our Instagram, which is BE Band of Buddies.
Lauren and Kristen, I know we'll have additional conversations here about the program and perhaps with the students and families. But for now, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
God bless you.